not to toot my own horn or anything, but I feel personally like I could have helped this year, and you know, beyond that fourth game. So it's hard, man. It's hard to sit back and watch kind of, you know, all the hard work you put in for months and months and months to not be able to put forth for an entire season. But, you know, the good Lord had different plans for me this year, and these guys, you know, they didn't skip a beat without my sorry butt around. So it was good, man. You know, unfortunately, we had a couple more injuries late in the year that hurt a little worse than mine did. But that's life. That's life in this business. You know, we take that risk every time we go out there. So, you know what, I love these guys. I love these teammates. I love my coaches. And whatever I got to do to get this ankle right to contribute to this football program going forward is exactly what I'm going to do. So, you know, I hate the season's over. It's a, you know, a sucky day, so to speak. But, you know, we didn't earn, as Jack always says, we didn't earn the right to go forward. So we need to make sure we don't have this salty feeling next year.
How's the recovery going for you?
It's great, man. Ankle feels great. I've been through this ankle injury before, you know, earlier in my career, so I kind of know what to expect. And all the guys in the training room are great here. We got a great group of guys. I'm going to stay around here so they can have their hands on me all off season and just get this thing better.
I guess you got to pass the scooter off to Derek, right?
Yeah, man, out of all the people in the entire world, I would have picked not to give it to. It would have been him, you know. But, yeah, so I had to hand down the scooter to him. Fortunately, his surgery went well. He's doing great. He's moving around good. You know, I think he was in here 4 or 5 days after surgery. You know, so he's dedicated. He wants to be great for a long time for this organization and for all us brothers in here. So, you know, hopefully he'll get off of it soon as well. But hopefully we can run it over with a steamroller this time instead of giving it to somebody else.
Was yours the fibula too? That was
yeah, I mean, we both just had lower ankle injuries, so both needed repaired. I'm by no means as smart as these doctors, so I wouldn't compare our injuries. I'm not smart enough to do that. I just know we both had ankle injuries and both had surgery and both needed a scooter for a few weeks. So that's all I know.
You'll be good to go for OTAs.
Oh yeah, man! I'll be rocking and rolling. I'll be running around. Me and that's what stinks for me and Derek. We'll both be kind of running around, you know, shortly after those guys playing that Super Bowl. So it is what it is, man. That's life. So we'll both be rocking and rolling by the time we all get back in April.
How are you when you're watching the game?
It's hard, man. Yeah. You know, it's I love this. I love my job. I love my teammates. I love coaches. I love everything about this business. You know, it's enjoyable, and to have to sit back and watch, there's not much worse than that on the football side of things. Obviously, in the real world, there's plenty of things worse that can go on. I got healthy babies at home and a wife that loves me, I think, and you know, I had an injury, so I missed the season, which sucks. And in the grand scheme of life, I'll definitely be fine, but in the moment, it's terrible watching. You know, you know, I feel like I can help my teammates and help Derek and help everybody, and I wasn't able to do so, and that's not a fun feeling, but it is what it is.